The following is a public hall lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on November 2nd, 2012, in Sakyai, Lithuania.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatal Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganitanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Zavadudam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishokanvitam Shcha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashat Yadeshatarine. So, ladies and gentlemen,
thank you, Pani Sapone.
Here we are in this material world, trying to make the best use of a bad bargain. Why do I say it's a bad bargain? Well, you got to get old. You got to get sick. And you got to die. I mean, we take it for granted, but actually, why should we take it for granted? You know what I mean? Do you want to die? Are you eager to die and get old and get sick? I mean, it's natural, isn't it? If by nature you're meant to get old, sick and die, then why should we mind? Why do we not like getting old, getting sick and dying? If it's natural. Nowadays everybody says, well, you should just be natural, you know. You know, give up being artificial and be a natural man, a natural woman, isn't it? It's considered very cool these days to be natural. So do you think it's cool to get sick, get old and die? That's natural, isn't it? You see, there's something wrong here. There's a higher nature. We're ignorant of the higher nature. And that's why we're suffering. What is actually natural for a human being is to come to the higher nature. It's stated in the Vedas, Tamasi ma jyotirgama. Don't remain in the lower nature, come to the higher nature. Well, how do you come to the higher nature? And is it really worth it? Is the higher nature better than lower nature? Well, why don't we study the difference? Let us study the difference between the lower nature and the higher nature and see which one we would like better.
reiktų pažiūrėti, kokie yra skirtumai aukštesnios padėties ir žemesnios, ir pažiūrėti, kas yra geriau.
The nature, lower nature is temporary.
Ta žemesnio padėtis yra laikina.
It's full of ignorance.
Yra pilna nežinojimo.
And it's full of misery.
Ir kančios.
That's the lower nature.
Tai yra žemesnios padėties.
And the higher nature is eternal.
O aukštesnės padėties savybės yra amžinos.
It's full of bliss.
Pilna palaimos.
And it's full of knowledge. Now, advocates of a lower nature, they say, but ignorance is bliss. So let me just remain in ignorance, because ignorance is bliss. Just like the rabbit who is being chased by the fox. He was running. The fox finally cornered him. It was all over. So he just closed his eyes. Pretend it wasn't happening, you see. But did that save him? From being devoured by that fox? Did closing his eyes save him? No. It gave him a little sense of temporary artificial relief, that's all. So in this material world, we may close our eyes to the higher nature. And remain in the lower nature. And pretend that the lower nature is not really bothering us. Sometimes we ask at a meeting, does anybody here mind dying? Does anybody here mind dying? And someone says, raise their hand. Oh, I don't mind dying. They raise their hand. I don't mind dying.
Well,
if we say, come up to the room, I have a revolver right here. We'll kill you right now. You ready?
No,
I didn't really mean it. I was just making.
You see?
So the fact is, we don't want to die. And the fact is, we don't want to get old. And we don't really like getting sick either, really. I mean, so, how do we get out of the lower nature then? That's the real question. The higher nature is free from the miseries of this material existence. It is the duty, or the, we in Sanskrit we say, the dharma of every single human being to come to the higher nature. So, why isn't it happening? Why we don't find in every town, in every village, in every city, in every town, in every continent, that everybody is coming to the higher nature? Why we don't see that? Because this planet has a very lousy, you know the word lousy? And rotten? Has a rotten system of education. That's why. There is no country on this planet that has a truly good educational system. None. Every single educational system is simply to keep people locked into the lower nature, that's all. However,
that
there is one educational institution which is dedicated to training the entire human population all over the world how to come to the higher nature. That is known as ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, popularly known as the Hare Krishna Movement, the Hare Krishna people, the Hare Krishnas, or the Krishnas, according to how formal you were speaking. So this movement, founded in 1966 by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, is meant for educating the entire human society how to come out of the lower nature and how to become solidly established in the higher nature. I have personally been following and teaching this system of transformation of consciousness for the last 41 years. And I can tell you, it is absolutely phenomenal. Stupendous. Absolutely wonderful beyond one's wildest imagination. The process, as you may have guessed, consists of chanting mantras. At the beginning of this program, we were chanting a very nice mantra. It was called the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. These mantras are coming from India. There's many of them. Actually, there's thousands of them. Actually, there's millions of mantras. But this mantra of all the mantras is called Maha Mantra. Because this is the number one mantra in all of the Vedas. So the word mantra is a Sanskrit word. Man means mind. And tra means deliver. So a mantra is a sound vibration which delivers your mind from the lower nature. It lets you out of the cage. It lets you out of prison of bodily identification. It brings you back into your original spiritual identity, which never gets sick, which never gets old, and which never dies. So all you, how do I do it then? How do I take advantage of this process? It is like an airplane, actually. In Sanskrit, airplane is vimana. So this mantra vimana, you take off on this mantra airplane, and will carry you into that dimension where you are no longer under the influence of the laws of material nature. And all you have to do is chant it. On a regular, as often as possible. The more you chant it, the more you feel the uplifting effects. And if you chant it enough, You reach a state where you're permanently, eternally uplifted beyond the material nature. You become completely liberated from the material nature. So we have a movement here in Lithuania. We have many centers. We have in Vilnius, we have in Kaunas, we have in Klaipėda, we have regular programs, we have in many places. Do you have regular meetings here? Regular meetings here also. How often?
Every week.
Every week? Very good. So we have programs here also. So if you will participate in these programs, the more you participate, the more you'll become uplifted beyond the material nature. It's like a little bird learning how to fly, you see. We're like little birds now, just learning how to fly. But the more you chant, finally you become a master flyer. In Sanskrit, that's called Paramahamsa. One who always remains transcendental to this material existence. Even while you're working your job, or running your business, or going to school, or managing your household, taking care of your kids, taking care of your parents, whatever you may be doing, you see. Once you become absorbed in this process known as Krishna consciousness, you will become completely transcendental to this material existence. It won't matter anymore what's happening around you. It can be good. It can be horrible. It can be beautiful. It can be fiercely ugly. It won't matter. It will not matter. Because you will be situated in Krishna consciousness, transcendental to this material existence. Krishna is a name for God in the Sanskrit language. This is not a religion. This is the science of how the individual living being can reconnect with God. This is not a religious cult. This is a scientific process of how anybody from any religion can become perfect lover of God. A Christian can do it. A Muslim can do it. A Buddhist. A Jew. A Sikh. A Jain. Even a Taoist can do it. You heard of Taoism? Yeah. Anyone who chants this Hare Krishna mantra will become perfect in spiritual realization. They will achieve unlimited happiness. They will taste the sweetest nectar at every minute. Just imagine being able to get up every morning and taste the sweetest nectar. Even on Monday morning. That's called Krishna consciousness. So we invite you all to take this process of Krishna consciousness very seriously. You must all get these books and have in your homes to study regularly. You must regularly attend the programs here so you can learn more and more about this science. This way, make your lives perfect. And when you leave your present material body, you're in right now. Krishna guarantees in the Bhagavad Gita, Punar Janma Navidyate, you will not take birth again in this material world. So please give this process a chance. Do yourself a favor. Do not rot any longer in this material existence. Chant the holy names of Krishna. Come out of all miseries and anxieties and relish the sweetest happiness, the purest love at every minute. This is our request. Hare Krishna. So now I can ask if there are any questions.
How to understand if you will? Is it if we will chant this mantra, we will not get sick and we will not get die? How it will be?
Your body will still get sick and die. But you won't be identified with it anymore. It's like I see you have a nice looking jacket on tonight. But someday that will become old and worn out and you get a new jacket. It will not be a cause of lamentation. Well, I'm getting a new jacket tonight. Wow, cool. So it's not a big deal. It's a garment you're wearing, is it? If it gets ripped and it's torn and old, you don't mind, just get a new one. So when you become Krishna conscious, you will no longer identify as that material body. You'll simply see it's a garment that I'm temporarily wearing right now. And it will be here today and gone tomorrow. I'll have another garment. You see, a Krishna conscious person, when he leaves this body, he'll get a better material body or he'll get a spiritual body. You
know?
He doesn't take the bodily difficulties as being himself. It's just something happening to the covering that I'm wearing right now. That's all. Even death is not disturbing him. He's thinking, great, I'm getting a new body now. I'm tired of driving this old car and I'm going to get a new car today. Get rid of this Chevrolet and get a Rolls Royce. So, but death is not a big deal for devotees. So he doesn't identify with the body anymore, that's the key. But it doesn't mean he neglects the body. He, just like your car, it's not you, is it? But yet you put air in the tires, you put gas in the tank, you put oil in it, you put water in the radiator. You take good care of the car. Now the other day, our temple vehicle in our temple in Kaunas. Some old man crashed into our vehicle and totally and totaled the vehicle. But the insurance will buy a new one, so what's the big deal? So one day, sir, your body's going to get totaled. That's death, you see. But if you realize it's not just a vehicle or a covering I'm using, it's not a big deal. But if you think it is you, then it's complete, total psychological devastation. So does that clear up your understanding? Okay, very good. Nice question. Thank you very much. Next question. Yeah.
Bet todėl dažnai tenka girdėti, kad yra kurie puola, pasitraukia, jeigu tai taip nuostabu, kodėl pasitraukia.
So Krishna consciousness is a wonderful path.
Wonderful what?
Path. Life. But sometimes we can see that some people drops out. He stops to practicing Krishna consciousness.
Right.
So why it is like this?
If it's so wonderful, then why people sometimes quit? They don't continue with it. Because they weren't really on the path. They were practicing pseudo Krishna consciousness, not the real thing. Anybody who actually followed the actual path of Krishna consciousness will never give it up. That's why it's important to have a bona fide spiritual master who can get you properly situated in the path. And why it's important, you must follow the instructions, carefully follow the instructions of your spiritual master. Because if you do so, you'll never fall away from the bed. Next question.
Aš norėjau paklausti dėl reinkarnacijų dalykai. Ar būtinai žmogus gali reinkarnuotis arba įsikūnyti į kitą žmogų, arba važiuoti, o jeigu jam bus liepta įsikūnyti į gyvulį? Ir man įdomu, sakykime, kaip dviem žmonėms šeimoje, gyviem žmonėms, gimstantis kūdikis, gimstantį kūdikį gali įsikūnyti į mirusio žmogaus sielą. Juk gimsta taip jų gyvų žmonių žmogus.
So I have one question about reincarnation.
Reincarnation.
When two people getting child, it's consisting from two different persons.
Combination
of two different persons. How it's happening, like?
Actually, how? What's the process when a child takes birth?
How it can be that some person dies and comes to this child? Because this is consisting from two different persons in this life.
Actually, the child comes from one person. In the Vedas we understand what happens at the time of birth. The living being is situated in the semina of the male. And when he injects the semina into the mother, then that soul gets a body with the help of the mother. So in this way, the child takes birth.
So how the soul comes to the seminar?
Yes. It's described how the souls will... they come down in the rain, and they are then... and they go into the earth and they're taken into the grains, and then the human being eats the grain, and that way the living entity enters into a semina.
Yra prašyta, kad sielos ateina per lietų į žemę, iš žemės užauga grūdai, ir suvalgiu šios grūdus, jos eina į sėklą.
That's one way. Okay, any other questions?
Doesn't it also take through the consciousness of the human at the time of conception?
What kind of birth they take depends on their previous life. Because one can take birth as an animal also. Or a plant. One who gets a human body, that means they qualified themselves karmically to get a human body. To get a human body is a very, very high qualification. From the Vedas we learn there are 8,400,000 different types of species. Jadaja Navalakshani Stavada Lakshavinkshati Krimiyarudda Sankhyaka Pakshinam Dashalakshanam Trinta Lakshani Pashavaha Chatur Lakshani Manashaha. There are 900,000 species in the water. There are so many, there's so many plants, so many fish, so many types of birds, etc. So the vast majority are plants and animals. Humans are a minority. So to get a human body is very, very special opportunity. The animals and the plants, they cannot escape the material nature. They're caught up in it. But the human being has a unique characteristic. He has the power to escape the material nature. This is why it's stated in the Vedanta Sutra. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now you have a human form, you must utilize it for self-realization. So you've gotten this because your karma deserved it. Don't spoil this opportunity. If you misuse this human form, back down to the animal kingdom in your next lifetime. Do not spoil this human life. Take it very, very seriously. We live in a world civilization at the present time. They're all going down to the animal kingdom. The whole world civilization is going down to the animal kingdom. We therefore beg you, do not follow the herd. Follow your heart instead. Take to the path of self-awakening. Don't be a blind follower of the ignorant fools who are the leaders of this planet today. Yes.
What is the difference? Why human birth is more important than other species? What is the difference?
Why the human birth is more important than the other species? The human birth means you have higher intelligence. The animal is simply thinking, eat, 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 eat. Have you seen how all day the bird is looking for something to eat? They're just looking for something to eat. That's all they can think about. Eat, 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 eat. But the human being, he can fill up his belly. And then he can think about higher other things, you see. What is the purpose of my existence? If you ask a dog to analyze what are the purpose of the existence is, he won't know what you're talking about. My dear dog, tonight we will discuss what is the purpose of your existence. You just go, roof, roof, roof. He won't know what you're talking about. But a human being, he can understand, oh, the purpose of my existence. That's an interesting question. Is it? We have to develop intelligence to ask this question. The animals and the animals, the plants, the birds, the fish, the worms, the germs, they can't ask these questions. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, I'm begging you, please use your human intelligence to understand what is the purpose of your existence. Please, I'm begging you, do not simply engage in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Because if that's all you do, I guarantee you, your next birth will be woof, woof, or meow, meow. You become a dog or a cat in your next lifetime. Or maybe a monkey. So please, 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 try to understand why you exist. And try to understand the science of how you can perfect your existence. And we will train you how to do it. If you are serious to learn, and if you are serious to follow our instructions. Any other question?
You told that plants also have the soul.
Yeah.
But when we take the flower, we are also killing the soul.
Yes, you're a murderer. If you eat a carrot, you just murdered the carrot. You eat a potato, you just murdered the potato. You can put a potato in water and it will sprout, you see. Potato is alive. When you cut it and throw it in the frying pan, you just murdered that potato. So the karma is, you have to become a potato in your next life. But if you will offer that potato to Krishna, as Krishna instructs in the Bhagavad Gita, that potato will be, the soul in that potato will be elevated in his progress towards the human form. You will not be guilty of any sin. And you'll be freed from so many past sins also. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yagya shishtashana shanto mudshante sarva kil bishai bunjate tejpakam papam yepachanjyatma karana. The devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which was offered first for sacrifice. Others who prepare food for personal sense enjoyment. Verily eat only sin. So even if you're a vegetarian, you have to offer your food to Krishna before you eat. And if you're a meat eater, there's nothing you can do except take the karma. So therefore, if you're a meat eater, go home tonight and throw all, get rid of all the meat from your house. And start offering all of your food to Krishna before you eat. And then you'll be okay. Otherwise, you're a potato killer. You're a carrot abuser. And a karmic loser. Yeah.
What is your point of view of the Christianity, and for which reasons Christianity denies the reincarnation?
Actually, the Bible confirms reincarnation. It's described that John the Baptist is a reincarnation of the prophet Elijah. John the Baptist in the Bible is a reincarnation of the prophet Elijah. Do you know that?
Which prophet?
Huh?
Which prophet?
There's a prophet called Prophet Elijah. It's described in the Bible that he was reincarnated as John the Baptist. There are many verses in the Bible which prove the existence of reincarnation. Jesus reconfirms the principle of reincarnation in the Bible. But the modern day Christians have been so much misguided by improper Christian leaders, they don't even understand their Bible anymore. Are you a Christian? We will teach you how to understand the Bible perfectly. We will never tell you to give up Christianity. We will teach you how to become a perfect Christian. How to become the best follower of Lord Jesus Christ. We will teach you.
Is it good if we give children for sacrament in the church? There is like for children special ceremony. Is it good?
Sacrament. No, they give them wine. Wine?
It's like
alcoholic wine?
No, they don't give.
Grape juice?
Bread.
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 It's okay, but why don't you come to our program? We will give your children sacraments. How often, in your church, how often do you all get the sacraments? Every week? Once a week?
There is seven sacraments.
Seven times a year? How many times a year do you get sacraments in your church? How many times a year?
All the life.
Every day?
There is special
occasions.
No, every day you can. There's this bread giving.
How many times a year do you get sacraments?
She's telling that Christ's body you can accept every day.
How many times a year? What's the answer? How many times a year do you get sacrament?
Kiek metų, nu, priimam? Į metus, kiek kartų? Jo, kiek jūs asmeniškai priimat į metus sakramentą?
Dažnai.
Often.
Once a week? How often? Once a week?
Something like that.
All right, let's say once a week you get sacrament, okay? That means 52 times a year. Well, in the Hare Krishna movement, we get sacraments 3 times a day. You get 52 times a year, we get over a thousand times a year sacraments. Sacraments are a very good thing. But we get sacraments 3 times every day. So you bring your children to us and we'll give them more sacraments than they get at your church. Everything we eat is sacrament. Every morsel of food we put in our mouth is sacrament. We have some sacraments to pass out tonight. We're going to give you a holy sacrament tonight. In Sanskrit it's called prasadam. Same thing, holy sacrament. So we hope you enjoy the holy sacrament tonight.
I
was raised as a Christian. And we get sacraments 4 times a year. We get a little tiny thing, cracker about that big. 4 times a year we get a little tiny, teeny, mini little cracker, like about that big. And we get a little tiny bit of grape juice, about a 1/2 ounce of grape juice, 4 times a year. And that was it. But in the Hare Krishna movement, you get a big plate. And if you want seconds, it's okay. We even have sacramental ice cream and cake and pie and a wonderful Indian sweet called gulab jamun. So if you like sacraments, you should join the Hare Krishna movement. We're going to give you so many wonderful sacraments, you'll be swimming in ecstasy.
On the other hand, they take big meals of non-sacramental food.
Yes.
Especially
the meat. On our church, every Wednesday night, they had what was called potluck dinner. I call it pot karma dinner. All these times of different meat and all this sinful food that forces you to come back as an animal in your next life, you see. And that's what everybody was eating, you see. So what good is your whole, you're taking a little sacrament, but then you eat all this sinful food. Why do we say sinful? What does the Ten Commandments say? Thou shalt not kill. So the Christians, they're running these huge slaughterhouses. I saw right here in town, just a few blocks away, there's a big meat shop on the corner there. They had all this meat. These animals were murdered. And the Christians are eating all of this murdered flesh. The Bible says that. The Bible says, thou shalt not kill. And you're eating the flesh of killed animals.
maisto nuo gyvūnų mėsų.
Do you know that's why we have so many problems in the world today? Why we have terrorism? That's why we have Hurricane Sandy devastating New York City? Because we're so much engaged in sin. We're eating the animals. We're killing our babies in the abortion clinics. It's horrible sin going on this planet. And now we're getting the karma. So we'll stop this, close these slaughterhouses, close the abortion clinics. The whole world will become peaceful. You see, but they're too addicted to eating their flesh. I have to have some flesh and blood. You see. Meat is not even healthy for you. The doctors say eat more vegetables, less meat, isn't it? So this meat eating is killing us individually and collectively. So please, at least become vegetarians. That's our request. Jesus actually was a vegetarian. He only ate fish when there was an emergency in the desert. If there's an emergency, we can also eat meat. If there's nothing, if it's a matter of starving to death, we can eat meat if we have to. But when there's full facility, vegetables, fruits, dairy products and grains, why kill an innocent animal? Why cut the animal's throat? It's cruelty. I remember we had some little pet ducks. When I was a little kid, I was about 8 years old. I had a brother and sister. There were three kids in the family. And we had three pet ducks. And we loved our ducks. In the backyard, we had a big fence in there. They're going quack, 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 quack. We loved our little ducks. And one night we came home from the movies, and the next morning the ducks were gone. And then we went sat down at the dinner table, and the ducks were there for our dinner. I was shocked how my father could do them. He said, well, you know, the other night we came home after the movies, they went out and shot him with a gun. My pet duck! My father shot him with a bullet in the head, and he said he wants me to eat my pet duck. I mean, this is this kind of culture we live in. People will eat a dear animal. What is the cow doing to hurt you? Is the cow a dangerous animal that's going to attack you? Does the cow eat food, take away your food from you? The cow eats grass. Can you eat grass? Can you digest grass? The cow eats the grass and turns it into milk. Butter, cheese, yogurt, so many ice cream, so many wonderful things. So how we can kill the cow? It's just, it's insane. It's a heinous crime to kill the cow. Let the cow die a natural death. She has done the nicest service for the human beings. We take our mother's milk, and then we take the milk of our second mother, the cow. So please, do not kill the cow. This is our request of the human society. Please stop killing the cows. Yes.
I have a cow.
You have a cow?
Yes. And she should have a child. Yes? A girl or a boy? If she has a child, a girl, yes, that is okay. Girl will give milk too. But if she has a boy, then it will be dead. Yeah?
She says that a cow gives a birth to a calf, female calf, cow calf. Then she will give the milk. But what if she gives a male birth?
And they kill the male.
Right now, your culture is built on petroleum.
Yes,
petroleum. Your culture is built on petroleum, which is running out. So instead of depending on artificial petroleum, you should use the bull to pull the plow and to take you on an ox cart.
Sistema yra gan pavojinga, dėl to labai būtų nuostabu perėti ant jaučio jėgos.
Train the bull to pull the plow.
Reikia ištreniruoti jautį.
And you don't have to worry about the price of petrol.
Tada nereikia pergyventi dėl kuro kainų.
Tai labai graži idėja.
Very good idea, but...
Buliui reikės žolės. O kad būtų žolės, reikės žemės.
For bull need grass and for grass need land.
Huh?
For bull need lots of grass and big lands.
You have so much space here in Lithuania. I see so much open area here. And I see hardly any bulls. You have so many space with so many bulls here in Lithuania. I hardly see any bulls and cows. There's huge acreage here, so much open space. Stop sending the bulls and the cows to the slaughterhouse. Let them live a peaceful, happy life. Take the milk of the cow and let the bull plow the land. Why be under the control of these Arab countries selling us petrol at huge prices? We should depend on the bull for plowing the land, not the tractor. This is the solution for our economic problem, you see.
How are they going to get more cows?
Huh?
If they don't have the bulls, then how are they going to get the more cows to get more milk?
Yeah.
Some bulls are left, but the biggest part is killed.
Huh?
Some bulls are left for like life, but the biggest part is killed for meat. It's reality like this nowadays.
Everybody's driving cars, right? There's so many tractors. You train the bulls. Instead of using tractors, use the bulls.
So,
if you
want to train bulls, we need to castrate him. There is such a word.
That's all right.
But it's very cruel, also.
No, actually, the no. There's no the. There is no harm. The bull is very happy to. They actually enjoy the plowing work. They're big, strong animals. They love to use their muscles for pulling the plow. They enjoy it. They relish it. Okay, any other questions? Yeah.
So I brought my cat to the veterinarian for castration.
Huh?
I brought my cat to the veterinarian for castration. Is it a sin? I feel guilty.
The cat? I'll answer. I'll take another question. Any other question? Yeah.
So if people cannot kill, so how the animals who are killing, how they, what is the system is them?
Animals are allowed to kill. They don't get any karmic reaction from killing. That's how certain animals get their food. By nature, they have to kill other animals to survive. It's described in the Vedas, jivo jiva sajivanam. Every living entity is food for another type of living entity. So the animals, they don't take any karma for their killing. They have their allotted quota. The tiger, he can eat a deer. He doesn't get any reaction for that. Every species is given his quota by God. The human also has his quota. Human being is meant to eat vegetarian foodstuffs which have been offered first to the Lord before eating. That is the quota for human beings. If your dog captures a rabbit and eats it, the dog doesn't get any karmic reaction for them. But if you kill a rabbit and eat a rabbit, you do get a karmic reaction. So if you like to kill and eat rabbits, then you can become a dog. Is it? You understand? And if you like to achieve unlimited happiness, then you can chant Hare Krishna. And regain your eternal identity in the pastimes of the Lord in His transcendental kingdom. And get out of this place where it's full of misery. Are you happy in this material world?
Not so much.
Thank you for your honesty. I can teach you how to achieve unlimited happiness. If you will follow this pathway, I can guarantee you will attain unlimited happiness. Would you like to learn?
Yeah, maybe.
Very good. Huh?
Maybe.
Maybe. Oh. Why not? Why not?
I don't know, because I was raised like a Christian.
We will teach you how to become a perfect Christian. I'm a Christian. So I can teach you how to become a perfect Christian like me. You want to become a perfect Christian? Yes? Very good. We will teach you how to become perfect Christian. Here, give her the card for my e-course.
Duosime kortelę, mokytis veda internetinį kursą nemokamai.
Here's the card for my e-course. You can get on my e-course. You're past that to that girl. You sign up for my e-course. And every day you'll get something in your email box from me. And if you have any questions, you can write me personally. So remember who you are. Just say you're the girl, the red hair from Sakai. Okay, next question.
So, could you tell from where the thoughts comes? Thoughts, mind, like general thoughts. How this?
Thoughts.
Yeah. Thoughts are a symptom of consciousness. Which is a symptom of the spiritual being who dwells within the body.
Can you control thoughts and the senses?
Yes, one can control the thoughts. You have the power to control your thoughts. With your intelligence, you can control your thoughts.
You told that there is two levels, this material level and spiritual.
Yeah.
So how it happened that a person became in these lower stages?
Yes. When you became envious of God, why he gets yet to be the supreme and not me? That envy brought you to the material plane. Envy of God.
Forbidden apple.
Envy of God.
Forbidden apple.
Like in the Bible, the forbidden apple. The forbidden apple is the desire to be God. So if one wants to eat, if he eats that forbidden apple, then he has to leave the kingdom of God into the material world.
Bet jam vėlgi viskai iš naujo reikia mokintis Krishna sąmonės. Tai jeigu jis jau buvo pasiekęs labai daug, tai kuris grįžta vėlgi į žemą lygį.
So, if a person developed a Krishna consciousness in spiritual life, and then he goes back to the material world, and then again he meets from the low stage, get rising, white is like this. Why we need again start from beginning?
If someone takes the Krishna consciousness, if someone becomes perfectly Krishna conscious, they never fall down again.
Where is Krishna came from?
Krishna came from Krishna. He's the origin of everything. Ramadi Murshi Shukalani Amenatishtam Nana Vatara Makarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Svayam Prabhavavat Prabhavo Jaganti Govinda Madi Purusham Damaham Vajami. Described. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is manifested as Krishna himself. So Krishna manifests Krishna. He is the origin of everything. He has no origin. If God has an origin, that's not God. God means He has no origin. He's the source of everything.
So how did this planet manifested? How everything was?
This planet? Yes. And Krishna expands from Himself, Lord Balaram, who expands from Himself, Sankarshan Vasudev Aniruddha Prajumna, from whom another Sankarshan Vasudev Aniruddha Prajumna expand, from whom Mahavishnu expands. And then Mahavishnu lies down in a corner of the spiritual world and goes into a mystic slumber called Yoga Nidra. And in his sleep, and he exhales, millions and billions of universes come out from the pores of his skin and from his breathing. And each of one of those, so we're in one of those tiny, we're in one of those millions and billions of universes that came out from Mahavishnu's breathing. That's where we are right now. Mahavishnu exhaled, and all of this came into being from his exhalation. And when he inhales, it'll all be destroyed. But those who have awakened their Krishna consciousness, they will not be destroyed. Now we have some nice books.
For further information about where everything comes, they should read Bhagavatam.
Yeah, this book will especially tell you about these detailed things. So, okay.
Kaip išsivaduoti žmogų iš baimių, prarasiu darbą, neišsilaikysiu būto, ir paprasčiausiai kaip išgyvensiu, kaip iš tų baimių išsivaduoti žmogų iš laikinio.
How to get released from the fear that I will lose the job or that I will have no eat? Yeah. And this life.
You have to have complete faith in God. He loves you. He's all powerful. Put your complete faith in God. And then you won't be afraid. If you don't trust God, then you must be fearful. But if you have complete faith in God, you'll never become fearful. You know, that just like, what does it say in the Old Testament? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You can't translate it. Okay. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. He's talking, praying to God. You see, thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God has some, he's saying that God will protect him. He says, even in the presence of my enemies, you prepare a nice table for me. So it's a very nice, it's called the 23rd Psalm. It's in the Old Testament, the book of David, the book of Psalms. Yeah. So that philosophy is very nice. Very nice philosophy. And one has complete faith in all circumstances, the Lord will protect him. So if you're afraid of anything, it is a sign of your lack of faith. You have to strengthen your faith. You have to have unflinching faith. And then you become fearless. Even at the time of death, you will not be afraid.
The little girl wants to know how it's Japa doing for you, like what would be the question? How is your Japa chanting? What are you feeling?
Chanting Japa is very, very wonderful. Chanting Japa means you get to meet Krishna. When one chants Japa, Krishna is personally present. Would you like to meet Krishna? You want to meet Krishna? You just have to chant Japa and then you can meet Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Okay, on that note, we'll stop here.
Chanting is enchanting.
And the more you chant, the more you become enchanted. And the more you become enchanted with Krishna, the less you become enchanted with this miserable, rotten place called the material world. So just go on chanting, just go on chanting, just go on chanting. And all of your problems will simply evaporate. Hare Krishna. Okay, anyone who gets a hardbound book tonight, I will give you a written blessing. The book table is now available and we'll now pass out the Holy Sacrament. Thank you very much. Achyalabhai.